This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Amman a short while ago on the first leg of his three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman. In a special gesture, on his arrival at the airport, Prime Minister Modi was received by his Jordan counterpart, Dr. Jafar Hassan, and was accorded a ceremonial welcome. In a post on social media platform X, Prime Minister Modi said he is thankful to Mr. Jafar Hassan for the warm welcome. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the visit will boost bilateral linkages between both the nations. During his visit to Jordan, the Prime Minister will hold detailed discussions with King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein and Prime Minister Jafar Hassan. More from our West Asia correspondent.
India and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan share a relationship built on deep historical linkages, mutual respect and growing cooperation across political, economic and strategic spheres. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Jordan marks the first full-fledged bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly four decades. The vibrant Indian community in Jordan has expressed eagerness and anticipation, describing the visit as a moment of pride that reflects the strong people-to-people ties between the two countries. This visit is expected to further strengthen India-Jordan relations and reinforce the enduring bonds of friendship and cooperation between these two nations. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News.
After concluding his Jordan visit, Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2025-26. It seeks Parliament's approval for a gross additional expenditure of 1,32,000 crore rupees. The discussion is underway. The Repealing and Amending Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal introduced the bill, saying that it provides for repealing of certain enactments and amending certain other enactments. The bill seeks to repeal obsolete laws identified by the Legislative Department. The Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill is aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. The opposition members opposed the introduction of the bill. Meanwhile, the Viksit Bharat Siksha Adhishtan Bill 2025, which was introduced in the Lok Sabha, has been referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on election reforms. Participating in the discussion, Dr. M. Thambidurai of AIADMK said, clean and accurate electoral rolls strengthens democracy and transparency empowers voters. H.D. Devegowda of JDS criticized the opposition for making allegations against the Narendra Modi government over rectification of electoral rolls. Murli Milind Deora of Shiv Sena said, special intensive revision or SIR of electoral process is a timely and essential process. Professor Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party said, elections should be held through ballot. The discussion is underway. India's merchandise trade deficit narrowed to $24.53 billion in November this year, driven by a fall in gold, oil and coal imports. According to provisional data released by the Commerce Ministry, merchandise exports increased significantly to $38.13 billion in November, marking an impressive rise of around 19.4% as compared to same period last year. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav today chaired a high-level meeting to undertake a detailed review of the action plans aimed at tackling air pollution in Ghaziabad and Noida. During the meeting, the minister emphasized the need to upgrade the National Clean Air Program parameters to enable rational allocation of funds to better performing cities. India opener Shefali Verma has been named ICC Women's Player of the Month for November following her decisive performance in the ODI Cricket World Cup final against South Africa. Shefali edged out competition from Thipacha Puthawong of Thailand and Isha Oz of the UAE to secure her first ever Player of the Month award. And that is the end of this news bulletin.